Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
713-780-3776. It is just the best. A guy's doing an interview after the Chelsea game, right? Yeah. A drunk guy is getting with a mohawk is getting interviewed, a fan, by this guy. Everybody
walks. Well, of course the opposing fans are going to try to ruin
it. The opposing fans are ruining it, dropping C-bombs on him the whole time.
Well, he was dropping C-bombs on them.
And then he goes after him. It's just, oh my God. You know, it's almost like a caricature thing, but it's the truth. It's how they are.
No, it's real.
It's real.
I saw it when I was at, I went to an Arsenal match, and it wasn't as bad out there. They smashed West Ham, but tell people all the video sites you go to so they can follow them too. You end up with Clown World.
I forget the names of the other ones.
Vids that go hard.
Yeah. Vids that go hard is really, really. And then there's one other one.
I think it's an Instagram account. I don't know if it's Twitter or Instagram. Kids getting hurt or something. It's like little kids just, you know, it's not too bad. Like kids falling off a trampoline.
Yeah.
You know, some kids sliding face first down a slide and flying out of the slide onto the ground. Just things like that. I don't know. I don't know why that's like that, but John's got all kinds of videos. Oddly terrifying.
Oh, nature is amazing. At amazing nature. They show some terrifying.
Oddly terrifying. Oddly, horrifying nature or something like that is another one that I follow.
Yes. I mean, there is some stuff that you see that's like, oddly terrifying shows you things that it's like you can't even describe what this. It's in the mud and it's moving and it's got these. It looks like some kind of an alien thing, and it says, "What is this?"
I saw that one the other day. I didn't know what it was. Or they had the picture of like the guys who back in the days in the 20s when they were in New York, in the 30s, and they're sitting on the beams having lunch
on a skyscraper,
and it's real. Like it's not Photoshopped. No. This is real. I've seen this in New York before, in museums. That's how they would eat. I'm like, dude, I ain't eating like that.
No.
Back then, you're probably thinking, if I fall off, it's probably for the best.
No, it's not. It's never for the best to fall off a skyscraper being built. That is never the best.
I'm going through tough times now anyway. We've got, you know, when you're in the middle of the Great Depression, I'll just go eat my lunch on a beam.
Mm-mm.
I fall.
Shaq Mason also met the media, right? And he's got to help out here. We need a little help. We need a little help on this offensive line. Shaq Mason's been around, has been on title teams. He was with Casario in New England for a while. He played on Tampa's Super Bowl team. He can come in here and actually help. Ask what he can do to help. Kenyon Green needs help. Kenyon Green needs to play better this year. Kenyon Green is a first-round pick. He's got talent. You liked the pick.
Yeah. I like it.
Despite his deficiencies in pass blocking.
Yeah, I still think now he's got to get better. He's got to get better, and that was an issue coming out of college, and it's an issue now. But, yeah, I still think Kenyon Green could end up being a good pick.
Here's Shaq Mason on what he's doing to help Kenyon Green.
I would say mainly, I mean, Keith, he picked my brain a lot. So, you know, we've been talking. He, you know, he asked me things, you know, here and there. And, you know, I know he, the one thing I know he cares. So, you know, that's a big thing coming from a guy that young. You know, he cares a lot about his craft. He cares a lot about studying. You know, he doesn't want to mess anything up. So, you know, that's a lot coming from a young guy.
I'm hoping Kenyon Green is a Kareem situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you want. Tough rookie year and
a tough rookie really year and then he turns into a good pro.
Absolutely.
Right? I'm hoping that that is the case for Kenyon Green because he's got too much talent to play the way that he did. What he got bulled. I mean, listen. Jeffrey Simmons, I'm glad. I am really glad that Jalen went to the Eagles and didn't go to the Titans, let's say, or to some or the Colts could have taken him with the fourth pick. I'm really glad because when I watch him play against Jeffrey Simmons, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really overwhelming for him, and he's got to face him twice a year.
Yeah.
Well, how can you get better when you're being bullied, though? I don't, you know, how can he overcome that bull rush that was just overwhelming him?
Technique, you know, hand placement. He's got to get better with leverage. So you got to bend. You got to get your hands lower than, you know, than where they are. You got to be faster with your hands. Hands first. It's all technique stuff. My dad and I have talked about this for years. Now, if you don't have a certain level of strength, you're screwed. Like, you have to have at least a certain level of core strength. I think Kenyon Green's got that. Like, I'm not really worried about his core strength. It could be, but you got to bend. Like, to create leverage, you have to have bend, right? Leverage is you just got to be able to get lower. So, does he have knee flexibility? Does he have hip flexibility? Does he have ankle flexion? If not, you can work on those things. Your hands, you can create leverage with lower hands and an upward strike. There's different things that he can do to create better leverage so that he doesn't get bull rushed. And there's different usage of hands. He can work independent hands. Like, there's things Kenyon Green can work on, but he needs work. Like, he needs technique work, and he needs footwork. He needs to have his feet set whenever he's striking and not, you know, staggered to where he can't get a good solid base. Those are all things that can be worked on, though, through technique. But if he doesn't do it, and if he doesn't change his muscle memory, it's going to continue to be an issue.
Yeah.
You got to change muscle memory if you've got bad habits.
Listen, that rookie quarterback is going to need. Is Scruggs going to start?
I think so. I think Juice will
probably start. Shaq on one side and Kenyon Green on the left side there next to Laremy Tunsil. That rookie quarterback needs those three guys to be really good.
You know who I'm not re-upping Titus Howard after this, I don't think. The more I was talking to Mark Ross about this also, who is, you know, former executive with the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Mark Ross and I were talking about this, and he studies the players. I said, you know, everyone was kind of crapping on me putting Peter Skoronski 12, but because, you know, you don't need a right tackle right now. But here's, like, this is something. Do the Texans want to give Titus Howard a second contract and pay him substantially more? Is he good enough for that? I'm going to say no. I don't think he's good enough. I think people are not watching football. I think there's just a belief that, like, who watches offensive line that closely? I mean, I do. But who else is really out there saying, boy, Titus Howard is really coming on. He's one of the strong. You know, his PFF grade is it's very low. It's not good. If that's what they want to judge it on, he's in the mid-60s, I think, is his grade. He's way down the list. I think he's in the 40s somewhere of tackles. So what are people basing that Titus Howard needs a second contract, that's taken care of? Yeah, nope. Everything's fine. The tackle spot's taken care of. We know one tackle just got a big deal. I'm looking at Chase Young, and I'm thinking, man, I think Chase Young would be a lot of fun to go after for the Houston Texans in D'Amico Ryan's defense. I think he's a perfect fit. What if you wanted to go after him? Well, I don't want to be paying
another
tackles.
Injury guy. The reason he's not there is injuries.
That's a problem. Yeah, and it doesn't mean they can't do a deal with him, but they declined
he's
gonna
his
cost
fifth. Money.
He's going to cost money, even if he's hurt this year. He's going to be like Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, to me, you got to find out about Grenard. You're going to find out about him on one side. You're going to find out about Anderson on the other. The TCU kid.
Dylan Horton.
Dylan Horton. You're going to find out about him. I think you got to bolster that middle. I think I would really, 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 you know, that's where you get, if you get can get a Jeffrey Simmons type, a bull.
Oh, is that all you want?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen.
And if we can get a, you know, a quarterback, a Jalen, how about the fact that Deshaun could have been traded for Jalen? They would have taken Deshaun Watson. You could add Jalen Hurts. It's not talked about much.
No.
But you could have had Jalen Hurts.
Would Jalen Hurts be as good as he was here?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
Well, under... Now, wait a minute. Under David Culley? Maybe.
Oh.
Under David. Or would it have been under, I guess, Lovey? Culley was the sit-out year. It would have been under Lovey.
Even still.
Under Pep Hamilton? You saw how good Pep's offense was.
It was special. I mean special. Really special. 7037803776.
Here's your interior defensive lineman. Malik Collins, Sheldon Rankins, who you added on a one-year deal. The great Roy Lopez, Hassan Ridgeway, one-year deal. These are a lot of one-year. Yeah, Thomas Booker, Kurt Heinisch, who actually played well when he played. Well.
Yeah.
Tyler Stallworth. You got a bunch of backups, basically. I mean, Sheldon Rankins has had injury issues. We'll see how these guys play, but it's a bunch of one-year deals. My article came out on free agents, like the Texans. I think the Texans are going to let a lot of these qualifying free agents walk on one-year deals. I think they're going to let a lot of them walk. I think they will limit how many they sign, and my guess is the Texans will end up with like a six-round, at least one, maybe two six-round compensatory, maybe a sixth and a seventh compensatory pick next year, which no big deal. But honestly, it became a bigger deal this year.
Yeah,
with teams starting to say, we're going to sign fewer undrafted free agents, and we're going to draft more late-round picks so that we kind of, you know, are not bidding against other teams for certain undrafted free agents.
7037803776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. If you want to get in here before the weekend gets here, you're more than welcome, whatever you want to talk about. Right now, though, we're talking about patios.
Yeah, Texas Custom Patios, a company who, you know, they help your dreams come true. If your dream is about having an outdoor space, maybe it's about having a pool. They're building pools now, and if you've seen the work that they do it at TexasCustomPatios.com or on their TCP Outdoors Instagram account, you can see some amazing pools that they have built. And it shouldn't surprise you, the work that they do with outdoor living spaces and outdoor kitchens is incredible. They've got fire pits. They've got fireplaces they build. They have the very best. They work with companies to get the best stone and granite. They have the best appliances. What you're going to get is high level across the board. So whatever you pay for, you're going to get more than you paid for, not just in quality of product, but also when it comes time to sell that home. It's going to be a real differentiator in the value of your home because that's how good the product is. They do an amazing job of making sure that all along the way, they're highly transparent, but also building it the right way. Their product means something to them, so they want you to be not just happy, they want you to be thrilled with what they build, and you will be. TexasCustomPatios.com. Live your best life with TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
She just wanna take it off.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You do not want to be Hanser Alberto today in Chicago. Apparently, the White Sox were going to walk away with a win in extra innings. They loaded up the bases in the bottom of the 10th against the Minnesota Twins. Game tied at 2. And Hanser Alberto swings at a pitch that he gets hit on.
So it would have been the game winner.
Would have been the game winner, and he struck out instead.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. And so Alberto was out. The run did not score. And they said the White Sox snuck defeat. They snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. Too bad. So sad. He struck out on a hit by pitch. That's just.
I got
terrible.
Good news for fantasy football owners. I got your first pick of the draft. Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson yesterday said he wants to throw for 6,000 yards. He said, I'm not an individual award type guy or a stat watcher. I just want to do that because no one else has ever done it, and I feel like we have the weapons to do it.
Mm.
The weapons are Nelson Aguilar, who has dropped 40 passes, I think, in 2 years. Odell Beckham Jr. coming off of an ACL tear, and he didn't play football last year. Zay Flowers, a rookie. And Rashad Bateman, who's constantly hurt. But he does also have what's his name? His tight end, Andrews, Mark Andrews. I don't know that that's the crew that's going to get 6,000 yards receiving.
Well, Odell will have 3,000 of that himself, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. 6,000 is a big number.
I don't think Lamar's getting to 4,000, if you really want to know the truth, based on how the offense is
okay,
going
to run. Okay, total Lamar yards. Run and pass.
4,800.
Yeah. So, if it's not, if he gets the...
Good question. I'm trying to think of what...
If he gets the 4,500, that's a big year.
What is the most he has had?
In combined?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. What's the most passing yards you think he had? Remember, he was MVP with over 30 touchdowns 1 year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Lamar Jackson fans will not let you forget that.
No, I heard. I as I understand it, he was. Given Lamar Jackson met the media and we got all kinds of sound from him.
Well, what's the most yards you think Lamar's thrown for? Thrown for.
3,200.
4 seasons ago, he was MVP. He threw for 3,127.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3,127, 36 touchdowns.
And what did he run
six
for?
Six interceptions.
Year?
That year, he ran for 12. So 4,300.
4,500 yards. 40,
yeah,
43.
Actually, you're right. The most total yards Lamar has ever had, he's only gotten over 4,000 one time.
Yeah. So anything, 40. Anything
yeah,
over
4,300. Yeah, I said 48.
That's an MVP year. 4,300.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys throw
for that.
Well, but one of the reasons he was MVP, too, is because he's so spectacular. I mean, yeah, you don't have to.
That's a lot of touchdowns. No, but he also had.
Tom Brady throws for 5,000 yards.
Well, Lamar had 43 total touchdowns, 36 passing and 7 receiving. And his touchdowns per attempt were. You're rushing. His touchdowns per attempt were extremely high as a passer that year. What do you think, Jalen? Just kind of I haven't looked it up yet. What about Jalen Hurts running pass? And I remember Lamar missed one game. He played 15 games. Jalen last year played.
Three. He missed three games.
I think he may have played 15.
No, he missed 3 games, didn't he?
He played 15.
15.
Yeah. Played the same amount of games. How many passing yards did Jalen have?
Jalen Hurts had 3,400 yards.
3,700.
Okay.
And he ran
what did he
for?
Ran for? 800?
760. Okay. So his total yardage was 4,400. Jalen last
year. That's
an
MVP year.
And he had 35 touchdowns. He could have been an MVP last year. I thought he should have been.
He was second, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was second to Pat Mahomes. So he had 4,400 total yards. The most Lamar had. Lamar that year had
I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to say this once, and I'm not going to say it again. I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to throw for 6,000 yards. Okay? I just don't.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out if you're just a serial
hater
or if there's something worse.
I know I'm a hater.
There's something worse at play here. I'm not going to say it out loud.
But
if you don't think he's going to throw for, okay, well, then 5,000?
I'm going to go under again here.
Okay.
I don't want to be a hater, but I'm just saying I think it's
4,000. He's thrown for over 3,000 yards one time in his career.
Did he have Odell?
You don't think he will double that total?
I had Hollywood.
He laughed about it, but he did say he want to. Like, I don't think they're. If Lamar's thrown for 4,000, I think they've gotten away from what they need to be great. But then again, maybe he is set to have a really good passing year. Who knows?
Maybe. No. He's got better receivers. He should.
Yeah.
He should.
On paper. Once again, one player didn't play last year, is getting older, is coming off an ACL tear. Another's a rookie, although I think Zay Flowers, on paper, he definitely is
better than last year.
Well, you were better than last year, period. The question is, how good are those receivers? On paper, they sound nice, there's questions on Odell. There are, because Matt Stafford's not throwing to him now. And he's coming off ACL. Is Rashad Bateman ever going to turn into a receiver? You know, a good one we got to see with Rashad Bateman, too. And will Lamar be able to get off of Mark Andrews as a primary receiver? Because he loves him some Mark Andrews.
Yeah, but you got that little weapon, Zay's Flowers weapon, and you're going to be like, wow.
Will Odell Beckham Jr. be happy if he's not being targeted a lot?
Is he a possession receiver now?
Well, I mean, but what's it going to look like? Are you going to get away? I don't think it's smart to get away from Mark Andrews. I think Andrews is probably a more dangerous weapon for Lamar than Odell Beckham is at this stage of his career. Based on who's going to be covering them,
yeah,
I think Mark Andrews.
Well, you're
going
to have to put
more
emphasis on the outside now, so Andrews might be open more.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you have outside threats, and then Lamar's got to get better throwing outside. His numbers outside the numbers are not good. So
and again, the defense is going to draw more attention outside. So yeah. Andrews may be even better this year.
Mm-hmm. Odell's going to have to play some outside too because Zay is more of a slot. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that team and with Lamar Jackson now.
That's who the Texans are, I think, are going to be fighting for in the playoffs.
This year,
yeah.
Ravens and Texans.
And Texans are at the top.
We don't even have the schedule.
Along with Kansas City and Cincinnati and the Jets.
Bills?
Okay. No, the Bills are there, too.
And Texans. Okay.
Yeah.
So at least we know what we're up against.
Well, if you're going to get there, you know what? That's who you got. You got to get through. You got to beat the best. You got to be the best. You got to beat the best. That's all. And that's that could happen.
When we come back, we've got a story. This is not news of the weird. This one I think we need to mention. Legalized gambling is, well, there's a little bit of a gambling issue
that
popped up that caused a coach to get fired.
Well, and there's a good reason for it.
Yes,
there's a good reason he got fired. Right now, though, here's the deal. There could be criminal charges coming his way. I know who you should call. You should call the Mortimer Law Firm. Because if you have, you might have done something wrong. I don't know. You might have. Or maybe you're being framed. I don't know. It doesn't look like a made-for-TV movie. You know, a lot of that stuff doesn't really happen. But here's the deal is maybe you can convince whomever that you were framed. Maybe you can convince them that you didn't do it, despite all of the facts against you and evidence against you. Well, here's the deal is no matter what you did or didn't do, you need help. If you have any kind of criminal charge, if you have any kind of an assault, if you have any kind of a DUI, if you have any kind of investigation against you by the FBI or police, you need the lawyer up. Do not go in there yourself and try to take these guys on because they're way smarter than you are. They know the game. You know who's really smart, though, is the Morley Law Firm. And you know what? They're not just going to try to put criminals back on the street, but they're going to help you get as little as possible if you, in fact, are guilty. And at some point, you have to admit it. And that lawyer is awfully important in that situation to get you as little time as possible. So if you're looking for a great way to help defend yourself criminally or civilly, no matter what has happened to you or what you did or what somebody did to you, you need a lawyer. You need to lawyer up. And the experience from the Morley Law Firm is right there for you. So you have any issue whatsoever, legally or civilly, make the call Morley Law, 713-839-9955 or MorleyLaw.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-37, get in on a hurry. We've got a few stories here. One of them is, holy crap, this is unbelievable. But apparently Brad Bohannon, who is the Alabama baseball coach, he has been fired by the team, according to the Ohio Casino, and according to the ESPN report, Ohio Casino Control Commission suspended betting on Alabama versus LSU baseball game. According to NOLA.com, there is a parlay involving Alabama, LSU, as well as a large straight bet on LSU to win. Surveillance video from BetMGM Sportsbook in Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, where the bets were placed, indicated that the bettor was communicating with Bohannon at the time the wagers were placed. Alabama pitcher Luke Coleman was slated to start that contest, but reliever Hagen Banks was told an hour before the game that he would be starting instead. Bohannon listen, phones are great, okay? They are, if you're a crook, never, ever, ever use your phone because it will be tracked back to you. The fact that this guy's betting on LSU while he's either texting or talking to Brad Bohannon is a clear indication.
That is. His termination comes after Ohio gambling regulators flagged two irregular bets, both on LSU to win.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bets was reportedly large enough to trigger regulatory checks.
Okay.
The person placing the bet was, quote, in direct communication with Bohannon when the wagers were placed. 2 days later, Bohannon was out. It's easy to blame the wave of legalized sports betting, but as regulators point out, the system worked within minutes. It's actually true.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that, because all these betting locations, they track, they work together to pool what the betting number is. Arizona State basketball back in the mid-90s when Headache Smith was there.
Right.
They figured something out was shady because they're sharing information.
And it was legal gambling that got them caught. But first of all, any college baseball game that has a bet of consequence is going to be red flagged.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're on the phone with the head coach while you're placing it.
What's easy to track.
It's easy to track.
If they want to do an investigation. So
any kind of phone records. And that Ohio State Commission has access to everything that they need to get you.
How much money could you have bet on that? 10,000?
Well, 10,000 is a huge bet on a college baseball game. What are you, an idiot?
That's what I'm saying. 10,000?
You
like
bet
what?
500 here. You bet 500 there. Even still, you know what?
No, the number of bets number pop up too. So now it's where they track number of bets and total amount.
Yeah.
And so a college baseball, now you throw it on an NFL game, it's just
nothing.
It's nothing. You throw it on a basketball game, not as much. College basketball, depends. College baseball?
Well, an inconsequential Arizona State USC game.
They caught the guy in the UFC for a fight fixing, also, but knockout in a certain round. So, like, this is something that, yes, a lot of people will try to use this. So, see, legalized gambling. Legalized gambling is a blah blah blah. No. There's always been the potential of this, but with legalized gambling, it becomes easier to track these things happening. Much, much easier.
Yeah, much easier. Much easier.
Like if you were just going one guy with a bookie, like in the old school, you call a guy, line on this? First of all, he'd say, I don't have lines on college baseball.
No.
What is this? What do you have, inside information? Do you have the inside dope? Why are you asking me about college baseball? But can you imagine now when you do everything offshore, you know, in Vegas, they track it all. It's all
absolutely
tracked.
Absolutely, they track it. And yeah, if he would have done this, with an illegal book, he would have gotten away with it.
I mean, Tulane lost its basketball.
Now he probably can't put $10,000 on an illegal book. No book is going to take that.
No.
No local book is going to take that.
No. That's another thing. But you know, Tulane lost its basketball program for point shaving.
Yeah.
There's a point shaving scandal. It went away for a few years. The first year I was at Tulane, we didn't have basketball. The second year we did. But
Barry Clark.
You've got Arizona State basketball, Headache Smith, that got popped. And there's a great documentary about it too. Match fixing, things like that, this is going to continue to be issues at different places. Sometime it'll be found out, sometime it won't. But it'll keep people, like things like this. This is an SEC program. And we live in a time where nothing is shocking anymore. We don't care. Do you know the government is releasing UFO photos? And no one even, like UFOs when we were growing up, not even that long ago, would have been a major story. The government hiding UFO stuff was, you know, the Area 56 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Everyone's freaking out. Now the government's like, okay, we can admit it. Here's some UFO stuff that we our planes have encountered. Like, oh, so what? No one cares about UFOs anymore. We're trying to get through our reels and our TikTok videos. Like, no guys, we're admitting there's other alien creatures. Like, we just don't care anymore. Big deal, alien creatures. I'm trying to watch high school fight videos.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. Oh, this is terrible. Ooh,
except the
children
one,
today are.
Except the one at Westfield where the principal got
hospitalized.
Yeah.
Because she tried to break up a fight and got beat up by a bunch of students who took that opportunity to beat her up.
Wow.
Terrible.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you knew about that.
Yep.
Did you know about the UFO stuff?
No, I don't know about that.
The government told you there's UFOs now and you don't even know.
No.
Would you find it?
Was there a monkey video? No, I'm not in. I'm out. Okay.
Yeah, but if there's a monkey video, you know.
I'm there.
If there's a video of little people, I would know.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I would know. I get them sent to me. If there's a lightning strike that happened anywhere.
You do get that.
I get that. UFO videos, don't know. Lance, did you hear what happened today and the aggression out in the Gulf of blah, blah, blah. No, I don't hear about the latest aggression.
No.
Did you hear about the nuclear war test? Did you hear what North Korea did? No.
But did they do this time?
Well,
did you see what John Legend wore to the Met Gala?
I saw that. Yeah. Could not see that.
Couldn't unsee that.
Congressional hearings 2 weeks ago on UFOs. No one even knew.
Did
Ice Spice put her ass somewhere? I would have seen if Ice Spice's ass was somewhere. That would have been on the internet.
Did Megan Thee Stallion throw out a first pitch? Saw that.
I saw where David Hensley's hand was. I saw that.
Yeah.
Are there unidentified people? You know, is there life forms on other planets that could be coming and collecting data information?
Who cares?
I don't know.
Is
there nuclear warheads that could be pointed at us? I guess. But did y'all see what Ice Spice had on?
Did you see this? That Gwyneth Paltrow says Ben Affleck was technically excellent in bed, but Brad Pitt was more romantic. I saw that. I knew about that.
I didn't see that, but what does Brad Pitt say about Gwyneth Paltrow?
What is technically excellent?
I mean, he did things the right way.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of bed grades did he get? Okay.
She's trying to tell you.
Okay.
She said A for tech. She just told you. The Russian judge just gave you, you know, she there's different 10. Kinds of, right? There's different. No, but there's on the technical side on ice skating,
there's a technical.
And then there's an artistic or whatever.
Right.
That's what she's basically saying.
Technically excellent. Good for you, she's Ben Affleck. Saying, no wonder J-Lo said, come on
back. She's basically
saying
he was a love robot.
Yeah. He's not a Theragun.
I think that's what she's saying.
I don't know. But Brad, all I know
Brad's
is.
Brad's more like a.
J-Lo said, hey, get back here, robot. AI.
She's saying Ben Affleck is more like a song from a rave. He's more like EDM. And Brad Pitt is more like an Isley Brothers song.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
Between the Sheets, Isley Brothers, yeah.
Yeah. Or, I mean, it's just, well, I just kind of feel like Ben should be more romantic and less robotic. But okay. Okay. But Brad, I can see that. Just get better technically, Brad. He's got to work on his skills, okay, in the offseason. What does Shaq Mason think about all this? How is Shaq Mason going to help these guys out? I don't know. He might. He's going to help out Kenyon Green, apparently. Maybe he can help out Brad Pitt get technically better. Or Ben Affleck be more romantic. We've got to work on our game. We're going to take a break. News of the Weird, as if it hasn't started already. Going to be on the other side right here.
I've got my own J-Lo. I don't need Ben's J-Lo.
And 92.
She seems like she's kind of a pain.
She does. Yeah, she's doing pretty good. Taking a break. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, welcome back. Big ups to David Hughes. Normally wouldn't be a story. David Hughes won a poker tournament in Florida. Poker tournament. He won the women's poker tournament in Florida. And the women are none too pleased with it. He was the only male entrant in the tournament. But under Florida's anti-discrimination laws, casinos are not allowed to ban men from competing in women's events. Which is why
he's not even saying he's trans.
But he was the he's bald with a giant Santa Claus beard. He can't fake it. He is not faking it whatsoever. Congratulations to him for winning. And the women are, he was the only guy in the thing and he won it. I mean, y'all couldn't beat one guy.
I know.
Come on, ladies, pick up your game. Have you seen this? Are you going to watch the coronation tomorrow?
The coronation?
Yeah.
Oh, with the Kentucky Derby?
No, that's not the coronation.
Is there something called a coronation?
You know, King Charles is going to be...
Oh, is that tomorrow? Like a real coronation?
Like a real...
doing it tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, I'm not watching. I don't watch any of the royal stuff.
Well...
I don't live in England, so I don't care.
Apparently, there is a lawn. You see this lawn here? Perfect. It's the perfect lawn outside.
Looks like
and
a
then
soccer.
It's not so perfect anymore. They cut a giant male unit into the ground.
Who did?
Vandals.
Oh no, you can't use that anymore.
You can't. Yeah, so they're gonna have to figure out a way. It's cut out. It's actually the perfect form for the unit thing. Can we stop doing that? Educators are none too pleased. Apparently they're outraged after attorneys argue that a first grade teacher shot in school is a workplace injury. Do you feel like that's just a normal workplace injury if you get shot as a first grade teacher in a school?
No, that should not be just considered workplace injury.
Really?
For first graders?
Yeah.
Was she shot by a first grader?
Yeah. No, she was shot by, someone.
Straight bullet?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, that should not be considered workplace.
That's not a workplace injury.
I've got one for you, John. In the 19th century, back when there were outhouses that were not bottomless pits, the person responsible for this unpleasant task was named a night soil man. They were named because they usually worked under the cover of darkness. The night soil man emptied privies with long-handled buckets and loaded them into carts, taking the fertilizer to local farms, but more often dumped them into the nearest waterway.
What a job. You want to talk about crappy jobs? No, the worst jobs ever. It's cleaning up. Yeah, back in the day when there was no sewage and there was no, toilets and flushing and stuff. You know, the guy who had to clean out the king's bucket every day after he dropped a deuce.
That's bad. Here's another one. Have you ever heard of a knocker upper?
It's you.
No, it's not me, and it's not Nick Cannon. Before the advent of the alarm clock, industrial-era workers who needed help waking up in time would hire knocker-uppers. These handy souls would rise in the early hours of the day and patrol the streets with sticks, tapping on their clients' bedroom windows each morning. Some knocker-uppers, like Mary Smith, were not fans of the stick method. She roused the local sleepyheads by shooting peas into their window panes. So that was an actual job. You had to physically wake people up.
Yeah, that's a knocker-upper.
So you're a knocker-upper.
I think you're better at it than they were. Okay, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Apparently, the Turkish, they're having an election in Turkey. And Erdogan, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has accused all of his rivals of being gay. We know that,
is this what his move is?
We know that Mr. Kemal is an LGBT person, okay? CHP is LGBT. IYI party, LGBT. HDP is LGBT. Everybody that's running against him, you're gay. Is that the best way?
We'll see if it works for me.
We'll see how.
Price sets a pretty bad precedent if it works.
Turkish voters.
But Erdogan he's not a very nice guy.
No, apparently not. He's not. He's
been known as being a bad guy.
An investigation finds that 10-year-old children were working unpaid at a Louisville McDonald's. And they were doing it like until 2 in the morning. They were doing it overnight. Do you feel like this McDonald's is not the best place? It's not the nicest family food restaurant that you've seen?
People on Twitter get mad about the unpaid internship. Imagine what they think about the unpaid McDonald's
10-year-old
job for 10-year-olds overnight.
10-year-old. Apparently in...
Hey, well, I didn't know we were going back to the 1911 here with children working in factories and McDonald's and whatnot, carrying buckets of human poo. I'm 11. I'm not in school anymore. I dropped out to carry poo to the farms.
So apparently a 52-year-old Lake County man was arrested on allegations of attacking another man with a golf club over an argument about walking on the course. Apparently this guy was walking with his son on the cart path when this golfer, 52-year-old, said it's intended for golf carts, and it's the rule of golf. It's not intended for people walking around. You know, I kind of siding with this guy.
But you can't just drive around him?
I think get off the course.
And so you hit him with a golf club?
Yeah, you gotta, man, get off our course.
I gotta ask you a question. Your sport has become incredibly violent lately with videos I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen...
It's a lot more fights on the golf course.
There's a lot more fights on the golf course.
Yeah.
Now, you think it's just because we have more videos or there's more stories about it popping out?
I think there probably were, but there's a lot more people. Ever since the pandemic, a lot more people are playing golf.
That's true.
A lot more people.
But Butch Harmon also told us about when he had to pull guns on people in the 90s, early 90s, in the 80s.
He carried a gun.
He carried a gun because they were doing, like, donuts in the sand trap, and he carried a gun.
It was in Texas City. So here's the... Yeah, you're having a lot of more people in... People that don't know the rules of golf, the etiquette of golf.
Do you need to know the rules of golf not to fight on the driving range?
And
get beat up by MMA fighters.
Well,
is that a rules of golf and etiquette
why
thing?
Is it that MMA fighters always find fights, though? Maybe they're a little bit more aggressive.
I'm warning you.
Yeah, right.
And then it immediately turns into a chokehold.
Yeah, no. We're done. Well, we had a great week. I hope you did, too. We really enjoyed talking to you. We'll talk to you again on Monday, everybody. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great weekend.
Bacon for everybody!
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.